And in the memory banks of your subconscious mind, there's a memory of everything that has ever happened to you in this life you are now living, or in any of your past lives. Every thought, word, and deed is recorded, and it's time to bring forgotten awareness to the surface, so that you may better understand what influences, restricts, or motivates you in the present. And now, as you move through the cave, you begin to see a light in the distance. And as you walk toward the light, your higher mind is choosing a past lifetime that will be of value for you to explore at this time. A lifetime you'll examine with a detached perspective. And as an absolute command, you'll view the unfolding events without pain and without emotion. And when you leave the cave and step out into the light, you'll see yourself at the age of 15 in this previous lifetime. And I'm now going to count from 5 to 1 as you walk through the cave. And on the count of 1, you'll step out into the light and observe yourself in this past life at the age of 15. So now, just allow yourself to transcend time and space as you walk through the cave. Number 5, transcending time and space as you move back in time, way, way back in time to a previous lifetime. Number 4, you're moving through the cave toward the light, moving back into time to the age of 15 in an important past life that will help you to better understand yourself and your present life. So allow it to happen. Feel it happening. Number 3, you're walking back into your own past, moving closer and closer and closer to the light at the end of this cave, closer and closer to seeing yourself in your own past life at the age of 15. Number 2, you're getting very, very close now. You're almost there. Allow it to happen. On the next count, you will step out of the cave and see or feel or sense yourself at the age of 15 in a previous lifetime. Number 1. Now there. Now allow the impressions to begin to form. Are you outdoors or indoors? Your mind knows. And if the impressions are not yet clear, simply choose one, outdoors or indoors. And if you're outdoors, perceive the environment. And if you're indoors, perceive everything about the room. And if necessary, make it up to get the impressions flowing. Now vividly imagine the environment. Feel it. Know it. Perceive it with your own inner eyes. And do you sense that you're male or female? Your mind knows. You're 15 years of age, and again, if necessary, to get the impressions rolling, choose what seems to be so. All right, now on the count of 3, I want you to look down at your feet and perceive what you're wearing on your feet, number 1, number 2, and number 3. What are you wearing? Boots, or shoes, or sandals, or moccasins? or maybe you're barefoot. And now, it's time to step outside of yourself and perceive what you look like. So, on the count of three, you will observe yourself. What do you look like and what are you wearing? Number one, number two, and number three. And now, are you alone or are there others there with you? And what are you doing? Allow the impressions to come in on the count of three. Number one, number two, and number three. All right. Now you're 15 years old, so you have considerable knowledge. And it's time to learn the year you're re-examining. Now, if the year is not immediately known to you, allow the numbers to simply come into your mind one at a time. And this can be AD or BC. So trust now, the first number of the year is, second number, third number, and if there's a fourth number, perceive it now. And you now know the year. And it's time to learn the name of the country or geographical location in which you're now re-exploring. So if necessary, allow the letters to come into your mind one at a time. Go ahead and perceive the name. And you should now know the name of the country or geographical location. And let's move forward in time. On the count of three, you'll move forward in time to an important event that transpires in your future in this lifetime that we're now examining. You can move forward weeks or months or years or maybe many, many years. But on the count of three, you'll be older and something important will be happening. Now trust your impressions and vividly perceive this past life situation very, very vividly. Number one, you're growing older now. You're moving in time to an important event. Number two, moving in time, moving to something important that you once experienced. And number three, trust your impressions. Thank you. Remember everything that you've just experienced, but it's time to move on to another important situation that transpired in this lifetime. On the count of three, vivid memories of another situation will come into your mind. Number one, you're moving in time to an important event. Number two, allow it to happen. Feel it happening. And number three, trust your impressions. And again, remember this experience, but it's time to recall a situation relating to your work or the primary way you spend your time in this incarnation that we're now examining. On the count of three, vivid impressions will come into your mind. Number one, now you're moving to an event that will help you better understand your vocation in this life. Number two, you're moving through time. And number three, trust your impressions. Let's let go of this and move on to perceive impressions of you being together with the one other person who is more important to you than any other in this lifetime we're now experiencing. exploring. On the count of three, vivid impressions will flow into your mind. Number one, you're moving to a situation that will help you understand the most important relationship in this lifetime. Number two, moving through time. And number three, now trust your impressions. Alright, let's let go of this and let's move on to explore the most important decision you made during this lifetime. Now, you made a lot of important decisions, but one decision was most important. And let's explore this situation on the count of three. Number one, number two, and number three. Okay, let's let go of this and let's move on to another situation. This time you'll explore your proudest moment, for indeed there was one moment in this lifetime in which you felt prouder than at any other time. Now impressions will come in on the count of three, number one, number two, and number three. Thank you. All right. It's now time to obtain a karmic overview of this incarnation. It's time to learn how the people in the past relate to your present, and to better understand what you did and did not learn, and how the past is affecting the present. Now allow this awareness to come in on the count of three. Number one, number two, and number three.